Could a weed ever refer to something that's good, or is a weed just bad?
Usually bad.
Okay. Can you explain the irrigation system?
Well, this land in Clint used to be farmland, and so there's a system that's set up. Water comes from Elephant Butte Dam and is diverted out of the river into laterals, and there's still some laterals going through the Clint area that irrigate farmland. So about during the summertime, every 2 to 3 weeks, we get water in a certain lateral, and then we have our own little ditch that takes out from that lateral that we flood irrigate our lawns with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
I guess tortillas is one thing that we've become accustomed to buying. Mm-hmm. Commercial tortillas, or buy them from someone that makes them. Mm-hmm. And well, it just depends on what you want to do. If my wife is a good cook, so she likes to prepare things, even if it takes a lot of work to do it, chili granos and things such as that.
How about tamales?
Tamales we usually buy. Mm-hmm. We have been places with friends where you all pitch in and make tamales, but it's a difficult process, I think.
Quite a production, yeah.
Right.
What's the yellow vegetable that you eat like this?
Corn.
And what do you have to do to prepare the corn? You have to take something off it.
The shucks.
Mm-hmm. What's underneath the shucks?
Silk.
Okay. What usually comes with Mexican dishes when you go out to eat?
There's salsa and tostados.
Sometimes there's like two things that come with it automatically.
Guacamole and beans, I guess.
Yeah, that? Yeah, sure. And what are the beans? Which kinds of beans are
refried.
Those?
Refried.
Okay. What is the vegetable that is brown and grows underground?
Potato.
Uh-huh. And what's a red vegetable that the Russians use to make borscht?
Beets.
Okay. And what's a yellow vegetable about this big?
Squash of some kind. Mm-hmm. They do grow that big. There's all different sizes of squash.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider a pumpkin to be a squash?
No. I mean, it's in that family, but I differentiate.
Okay. What do you find in the middle of a cherry?
Pit.
Okay, how about in the middle of a peach?
Seed, I'd call it, instead of a pit.
Okay. Now, inside the peach seed, there's a little thing. What's that called?
When you break the seed open? Uh-huh. I don't know what the inner thing is called.
What do you call a peach that the seed falls out of easily?
I don't know.
Okay, how about, what do you call something you spread on bread that is made out of fruit?
Jam or jelly.
Okay. What are the little things that grow in the woods and look like little umbrellas?
Mushrooms.
Okay. What if they're inedible?
They're poisonous.
Okay. Dried meat is called?
Jerky.
Uh-huh. What do you call a flaked meat that's dried?
Chipped.
Okay.
Chipped beef or...
Mm-hmm. How do you usually prepare chipped beef? What do you do with it?
We never have done that.
You haven't ever had it?
Oh, you mean if you buy chipped beef at the store?
Yeah.
Cream chip. You put it on, make a sauce and put it on toast or something like that.
Okay. What do you call a fat pork cured in brine? Some people use it as flavoring for soup. You ever heard of salt pork?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever use it?
A little bit, not that much.